Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 142, February 5th, 2013. Today's topic, why you can't motivate yourself to take action. Have you ever tried to motivate yourself to take action? What happened? If you're typical, the motivation might have worked for a short time, but probably didn't last and didn't work in the long run. Did you then ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Why am I unable to motivate myself to do the things I really want to do? I'd like to present a heretical notion about motivation. It's not your fault if you're unable to motivate yourself. Motivation is a spurious concept because it actually cannot work in the long run. First, let's define motivation. Here are three definitions I found on the internet. One, providing with a reason to act in a certain way. Two, the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a certain way. And three, motivation is defined as the process that initiates, guides, and maintains goal-oriented behaviors. Motivation is what causes us to act, whether it's getting a glass of water to reduce thirst or reading a book to gain knowledge. To begin with, the primary source of what people do and don't do is their beliefs, not reasons, whether given to us by themselves or others. Moreover, the process that initiates, guides, and maintains goal-oriented behaviors is beliefs, not anything we say to ourselves or others say to us. Finally, motivation is not the process that causes us to act. Our beliefs are the primary cause of our behavior. In the long run, people cannot be motivated by others or even by themselves to do anything given the promise of reward or the threat of punishment. If you want to do something and the necessary behavior is consistent with your beliefs, no motivation is necessary. You'll do it naturally. If what you want to do or what others want you to do is inconsistent with your beliefs will trump your motivation in the long run. If you have any questions about the impotence of motivation to drive behavior, consider the tens of thousands of people who are told by doctors annually that they'll die if they don't start exercising, change their eating behavior, stop smoking, etc. And they make no changes at all in their behavior. Almost all of these people want to live and don't want to die. And yet those reasons do not motivate a huge percentage of them to take the action necessary to live. If you aren't doing what you want to do, don't try to motivate yourself. In such situations, you'll usually notice anxiety just preceding the need to take action, which is what prevents you from taking action. So the real question is, what do you believe that would cause you to feel anxious about taking action? Some of the most common beliefs causing this anxiety include, mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. What makes me good enough and important is doing things perfectly. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. And many of the core self-esteem beliefs such as I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate, I'm not capable, and I'm not competent. These are the beliefs that cause the anxiety that frequently stops us from taking action. Yes, with sufficient willpower, you can do anything in the short run. But if your beliefs like these, motivation, in other words, reasons for acting, be they threats or promises, rarely will be sufficient to overcome them in the long run. On the other hand, if you eliminate the beliefs that prevent action, motivation will be unnecessary. It really is possible to be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have. Life does not have to be a series of frustrations and disappointments. The tools exist to remove your barriers to true happiness and satisfaction. Don't try to motivate yourself. Use the tools I've told you about and create the life you've always wanted. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please share your thoughts and questions on the role of motivation in human behavior and the possibility of having the life you've always wanted on my blog at MortyLefko.com. Your comments will add value for thousands of readers. I read all the comments and respond to as many as I can. If you think others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and at the end of the post at MortyLefko.com. And remember, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate several limiting beliefs free. Now, remember that I've been telling you that don't just use these podcasts for information. Use them in ways that can improve your life. So here's a suggestion. The next time you notice yourself avoiding doing something you want or need to do, don't waste time by trying to motivate yourself. Instead, see if you can get in touch with the anxiety you're probably feeling that's the source of your failure to act. Then ask yourself, what do I believe that's the source of the fear? The best way to identify the beliefs is to notify the thoughts that accompany the anxiety. They're the best clues to the beliefs, which are the source of the anxiety. When you eliminate those beliefs, notice that the anxiety is gone. And when it goes, you'll notice how easy it is to be, do, and have what you've always wanted without needing any motivation. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.